The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You, of course, can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We're talking about reforming the system. The article Johnny Ray is sharing with us from a guy over at LouRockwell.com. Not Dan Savage, but I haven't written it down, Johnny Ray. So
Dan Sanchez.
Dan Sanchez.
And Dan tells us that there is no need for actual libertarians to take on the role of the state, of the prudential state actor.
Right, because the state's just going to go away because we come up with all kinds of good ideas and all of a sudden they see the light, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So we can get into that here. But you had a Robinson Crusoe scenario that you wanted to describe.
Yeah, now before I forget, I think Dan Sanchez, he believes that opinion can be, when he was talking about that red line of potential resistance, do you think that the people would put up some resistance if there was blanket gun confiscation throughout the country? Would they do something?
And maybe in a place like New Hampshire, but I mean, we certainly saw that in Connecticut, people lined up obediently to turn in their firearms.
Yes, they did.
And get licensed.
What about reassigning all the parents' children to other parents? Do you think they might say something about that, maybe stand up and do something about that?
You know, I forget who it was that said it, Johnny Ray, but I liked it when I heard it. It was, and I'm paraphrasing probably pretty poorly, but something to the effect of Americans will finally rise up once their television is taken away from them. And I don't see that happening because television's a very good tool for those who are in control, right? I mean, television, mainstream media is a great way to keep people unproductive, to keep them distracted from what's really going on. So I can't imagine they're going to be taking away the TV sets anytime soon.
I'm not a parent, but I think I would believe that if if Obama got on TV and said we're having a children reassignment program where everybody's children are going to be reassigned to everybody's parents, people wouldn't accept that.
Oh, it's so fun! It's like wife swap.
So what Dan Sanchez is saying is that education can bring people to that point on other things that are fundamentally just as wrong, like an income tax or a war on drugs or something, and you don't need to fire a shot to change opinions. Or and voting is taking part in that system that's built on violence. Let me give you the Robinson Crusoe scenario. So the year is 1805. You, Mark, and I are all on a passenger ship bound for Java, and we run into a storm. And the ship goes down, all hands lost, except we are, you know, effectively lost. We don't die. The three of us wake up on an island. And we're stuck there. We create an economy where Mark paints sunsets, and he trades those. Ian, you hunt you hunt boars on the island.
This is already very unrealistic.
And I dredge for mole crabs, and I spin coconut silk.
All right.
We do this for a while. It's somewhat satisfying. We're alive. You know, we can converse and stuff. We stated we keep in touch.
Okay.
And then you and Mark approach me one day. And he can't even really look me in the eye. But Ian, you say, I think that in order for us to get off this island, we really need to direct our efforts, and we need somebody who can give us some focus. So what I'm proposing is that all of us surrender 50% of our produce, and then I will put it to some use in order to help us transcend our island lifestyle here and help us get off the island. And this is great. I'm not forcing this on you. I'm putting it to a vote. So let's vote. Mark, he doesn't like the idea. So when the vote,
he doesn't want to give up half his stuff.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't like your idea. So you say, all right, are you ready? I vote for it. Mark says, I vote against it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what about you?
If I want to, I can vote myself into freedom by voting against it.
Yeah.
But personally, I think it would be a lot more healthy for all three of us for me to just laugh and laugh and laugh, turn around, walk away, and as you see me fading into the distance, you'll see me throw my head back every so often and roar with laughter.
What's your point, Johnny
Ray? My point is that in my Robinson Crusoe scenario, were I to vote, then no good would come of it, even mm-hmm. though I would be voting myself into freedom. I would just, that would be sort of like planting a seed, and it would be giving you the idea that we can try this again. I would be supporting democracy, which in and of itself is neither good nor bad, and it's unhealthy for people, for saps like you, to think that democracy...
Yeah, but your scenario doesn't hold, I mean, in comparison to reality, right? First of all, it's a ridiculous scenario in the first place, obviously. But beyond that, even if it were possible, I don't have an enforcement bureau. I mean, first of all, I wouldn't do these things that you're suggesting in the first place. But if I were that person on the island that you were talking about, I don't have the enforcement bureaucracy to come after you if you decide you want to opt out.
Well, Mark has already sort of fallen for the idea that voting is okay, so if you get voted to be our supreme leader, maybe he'll be your enforcement agency.
I see where you're coming from there. But regardless, today we have the enforcement bureaucracy, and the police are more than willing to come to wherever you are and take you and put you in a cage if the people in charge of the reins of power decide that that's a good place for you to be because you're too much trouble, Johnny Ray, with your anti-voting ideas. So we're just going to lock you up and put you in a cage so people can't hear what you have to say anymore. And we know that in the situations where people have not voted, in different towns around the United States, I always, whenever there's one of these stories, if I find it, I talk about it on the air because I think it's instructive that, look, you've got elections where people aren't voting at all. Not even the candidates are voting for themselves in these elections that I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no one, not even a bureaucrat goes out and votes for themselves or votes in anybody. Usually you can count on the bureaucrats to show up and vote because it's their system, right? Like they have the incentive to continue perpetuating it. So they'll always have the incentive to show up and vote unless, of course, you can somehow change the minds of the bureaucrats, all of them, into believing that the system is unnecessary and that they should just stop supporting it and stop going out to vote for it. So even if you could get the bureaucrats to stop voting, which in most places you won't be able to do, but in the towns where no one has voted, they're usually relatively small towns, you know, probably less than 50 or 100 in population, to where it's certainly possible that the politician was too busy to go and vote and no one else did, or the bureaucrats were too busy. I don't know. Nobody voted. And you know what happened?
What?
The government's still there.
Uh-huh.
You know why? Because people kept paying. So it didn't matter that they didn't vote. Voting is, as you pointed out earlier, and I agree with you, relatively insignificant on the scale of things you can do for freedom. But not voting isn't going to bring about freedom. It never has. There's no example that shows that not voting brings about any more freedom. In fact, all it brought about in these towns where nobody voted was another, you know, another 4 years or 2 years of rule by politicians. These politicians would have been appointed politicians in that case. And I don't know what the exact rules would be in each political jurisdiction, but, you know, if nobody wins an election, then somebody fills that seat. Either it's the previous holder or the city council will appoint someone, usually one of their buddies, to fill the seats. That's what happens here in Keene whenever a city councilor in the mid of their term decides they're not, you know, they want to quit for some reason. The seat goes up for appointing by the city council. So not even a vote in that particular case. So not voting doesn't result in no government. There's no example that it does. And even if the non-voters were educated, in this case you could argue this is just an accident. People just didn't vote, and not enough people voted. But even if they had purposefully not voted, it wouldn't make a difference so long as they're all paying taxes at the end of the year. As long as they keep paying into the system, as long as they keep obeying these politicians, nothing will change and no votes will matter either way.
Your example doesn't prove that their not voting didn't make a difference. Maybe it didn't eliminate government where they were. I suspect that sentiment there, that did something, and that colors the way that community is.
Maybe, but isn't the viewpoint of the non-voting advocates that all we have to do is dry up voting and then the system will stop? It's ridiculous.
It gives
voting more power than it actually has. We'll come back with more here in moments, and your calls are welcome on this topic or anything goes here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. All you have to do is dial in here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. In fact, we're going to go to Skype next, but first I want to tell you about ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. They are a virtual private network, and they're global. They encrypt your online data. All you have to do is go and download the software for free from proxpn.com/FTL. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, you'll be all set. You don't even have to download software. It's just a little bit of a different setup for Linux. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there. You can use their free account to test it out. And when you're ready to upgrade your service to premium, you can do that for 20% off the price of the regular price of their premium account. That breaks the price down to $5 a month when you buy their annual plan at proxpn.com/FTL. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to which you can connect, as well as the ability to privately torrent. Plus, ProXPN helps you get around regional blocks, as well as blocks maybe at a workplace or a school, for instance. Very handy stuff. ProXPN.com/FTL. They protect your privacy because you are encrypted. Your internet service provider no longer knows what you're doing online. They can't keep logs of what you're doing, which they're currently likely doing to you, logging everything you do, every visit, every website you visit, every search term you enter, for in some cases as long as 5 years. You can stop that from happening by encrypting yourself through ProXPN at ProXPN.com/FTL code. FTL20, Nathan is with us in Texas on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's great on your mind tonight, Nathan?
Well, first, before I comment on the vote, I wanted to ask you real quick. Before you were in the Harry Brown, or you knew about the Harry Brown campaign, were you a ponytail punk rocker?
Me?
Something like that? I heard a rumor.
No.
I heard a rumor that you might have had a ponytail.
I did have a ponytail, yeah, but I wasn't a punk rocker. I was more of a metal metalhead, if you want to use that term.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason I'm asking is I was curious. Did you go to the end of the Harry Brown thing, like you really wanting him to win? Like, was that the idea?
And no, then I don't think I don't think I had any beliefs that Harry Brown would win. You're talking about the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in the year 2000 and 1996.
Yeah, I was thinking that it's actually valuable for some people to have an experience like that where they want to get someone elected for, you know, to with a freedom message and then have them fail, because that's very strong evidence that you can't actually do something to change the system.
I think the system as it is antithetical to our ideas, is antithetical to the non-aggression principle. And if you ever get politics and politicians as they are today to, if you ever get our political system around to the non-aggression principle, it will have already happened basically in the wider society before
gets
politics.
I agree, Johnny Ray. That's absolutely true. Politicians tend to fall way behind the times as far as, you know, look at the cannabis issue, for instance. Here we are finally in, 2014, and we're just now seeing cannabis legalized in only two of the 50 states. People thought this was going to happen back in the 1970s. It never ended up panning out. And now finally, here it is, you know, decades after the fact. This should have happened a long time ago. But politics moves slow. Politicians are not leaders. They're not people who, even though the media calls them leaders all the time, they're just a bunch of followers. They just want to pander to certain crowds so they can protect their political strength. I can understand where you're coming from, Nathan, that watching politicians of a liberty-oriented viewpoint fail can certainly be instructive. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I've seen enough failures to know that, for the most part, bringing the ideas of liberty to the political game is a waste of time in most places, but not New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, people who love the ideas of liberty can win elections. They've been winning as Republicans and Democrats. Those very people have been proposing legislation that doesn't always win, but sometimes it goes through. Sometimes it gets modified a little bit, but sometimes it makes it through. I mean, there's some real noteworthy legislation that has happened up here. One of the more recent wins was the prohibition on New Hampshire police using the license plate scanners. New Hampshire is the only state now of all the 50 states that does not have police authorized to use the license plate scanning devices that are apparently frequently used in other places. We don't have that here. So the police, they wanted it.
What does it do?
The police, it's a device that actually allows, you can mount it on a police car, you can mount it on a roadside stand or something like that, just hit everybody that's driving by. Or the police car can just, you know, scan plates as they're driving around. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the idea is the device will scan the plate. That'll compare the plate against the database and find out if the person's wanted or if they have tickets or, you know, whatever.
Okay, so it's like it's basically sitting there. Passive is not the right word, but the police officer is passive, and it'll maybe give them an alarm or something.
Something like that.
If a person of interest goes by.
That's my basic understanding of the technology. It may actually be more complicated than I understand, but it's a privacy invading measure. It's a police state invasive measure that allows them to, you know, collect more information and then use that information against you. Mm-hmm. New Hampshire's the only place where that's been shot down, and that was shot down due to the efforts of liberty oriented, even if they're not perfect. You know, these guys may not be A+ rated reps from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, but they might be B, or they might be A-, or they might be, you know, B-, or whatever. They're voting in the right way often enough to make a difference for the ideas of freedom. And some of them are downright principled individuals, like Mark Warden, who we mentioned earlier. These are people who are bringing the ideas of liberty to the table in a place where historically in other states they have not been at the table. And that's resulted in things happening. The knife ban was repealed here in New Hampshire. This is an old win for Free Staters. Free State Project participant Jen Coffey was the one who sponsored that legislation. She held that thing all the way, you know, held its hand all the way through the ugly, horrible, slow, just arduous political process, but it passed. It got signed, and the knife bans in the whatever prohibitions that New Hampshire had on knives in the past, those are gone. You want to carry a butterfly knife? You want to carry a switchblade? You can do it in New Hampshire, from what I understand, because of the efforts of Free State Project participants. And that can result in fewer people being put in handcuffs, Johnny Ray, because I know that our old friend Brad Jardis, when he was a police officer, he arrested a guy for a violation of probation for having a knife.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they can make a difference here. Go ahead, Nathan.
Oh, well, I was going to ask, did you even get that far when you were in Florida? Because I know you
get far as what?
You say a lot. When I was in Florida, I couldn't advance liberty at all. But do you mean like you could, like the law never even got to a proposal? It was just like you would hand out flyers and you couldn't even get a candidate elected. Was it like that?
Well, yeah, there was never any laws proposed by the libertarians in Florida because they didn't have any political capital whatsoever.
So you guys couldn't win an election. You were stymied at the voter level?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the libertarians, the best they could claim in Florida and pretty much nationwide was Soil and Water Conservation Board or Dog Catcher or something like that. I am not exaggerating there. So, no, they had no political power whatsoever from which to springboard any kind of proposals at all. And in elections, in a three-way race, the Libertarian would be lucky to get 2%. 3% would be a major victory for a Libertarian.
Ian, I don't think not voting is a virtue so much as I think that voting is evil.
You think voting is evil? Well, Nathan, if you want to answer that, you can hang on. We'll bring you back, and you can get on the air with us as well. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. We'll take your calls about anything. It's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
And Johnny Ray, the anti-voting zealot, who, even in the face of
overwhelming evidence,
of hard evidence that voting, at least in New Hampshire, has resulted in liberty-oriented people getting elected, and liberty-oriented that has resulted in liberty-oriented legislation being passed to reduce the role of the state in people's lives. Despite all that, you went and you said in the end of the last segment that voting is evil. I want to continue that conversation with you, Johnny Ray, and also invite you to join in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And don't forget that you can help support Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll find different ideas for getting Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Because whatever your thoughts on voting, Free Talk Live covers the issues of freedom from different perspectives. And we give people the opportunity to think about things in a different way than they normally would. And helping spread this show is definitely a way to help the education factor that we were both agreeing on earlier, Johnny Ray, is getting people, getting these ideas out there into the public. We're on over 150 radio stations from coast to coast today. In fact, we actually cracked 155 today, as a matter of fact. So very cool. Welcoming KBYR in Anchorage. We'll officially welcome them this weekend because they're a weekend-only affiliate, but it's great to be back on in Alaska. But bringing the ideas of freedom to the radio waves, to the internet, and you can help us promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Maybe just share your favorite episode of the week on Facebook. Share our weekly digest, perhaps, a nice way to sum up 2 weeks or just sum up a week's worth of Free Talk Live into about 75 minutes, kind of like a highlight reel that our friend and producer Benjamin Bartholomew puts together on a weekly basis. It's all part of our podcast. You can find it at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've got Nathan still with us. Nathan, you're back on Free Talk Live. Before Johnny Ray goes into telling us why voting is evil, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Right. So I'm reminded of this quote by Herbert Spencer. Well, it's not a quote. I'm just going to paraphrase him. He said that in a democratic electoral system, there are only a few possibilities. Either you voted for the person in power or the person or party in power. You voted against that person or you didn't vote at all.
Mm-hmm.
So in the latter case, you often hear the response, well, if you didn't vote, then you can't complain.
But I think that statement is as ridiculous as the statement that if you voted, you can't complain.
Right. I agree, because the problem here is that no matter what you do, you're sort of agreeing to the system. It's kind of reminiscent of that circular social contract reasoning I called in about a few weeks ago.
How are you agreeing to the system no matter what you do? I don't agree with that statement either.
That's the argument that we're being given, because if you vote for the person in power, you're assumed to support everything they do. If you voted against them, you still consented to the process. And you didn't vote at all, well, you didn't vote, so you can't complain. So basically, there's sort of no way for you to withdraw your consent from the system in this scenario.
Because voting doesn't have anything to do with consent. And this is another argument of the non-voting crowd, is that, oh, you're voting, that means you agree with the system. No, that doesn't mean that at all. If you want to jump to that conclusion, you know, you're free to jump to as many conclusions as you want to.
I know you don't agree with the system, but I think that you're supporting the system when you vote.
It's ridiculous, especially if I'm voting for candidates who don't support the system, who openly advocate for ending the system or, detoothing or defanging.
Who usually lose.
That's true, but in New Hampshire, not as often. And in New Hampshire, freedom-oriented candidates can win. And I understand, if you're in the other 49 states, quit voting. There's no point. The libertarians can't win there. So you might as well give up and do something else. But if you're in New Hampshire, okay, you go, you vote once every 2 years, not a big deal. Or twice. You can always vote in the primary as well. Go ahead.
I would go a little farther. Sorry.
Go ahead, Nathan. You're good.
I would go a little farther and say, even if you do vote for a candidate who is largely opposed to freedom, it can still be considered self-defensive voting in my mind. Like, for example, say you're worried about your property taxes going up. I guess this is kind of like a New Hampshire thing, high property taxes. And there's one candidate who let's say he supports throning people in Afghanistan, but he's also going to lower your property taxes. In that situation, I would say it's self-defensive to vote, because you're trying to pick the least of the two options that's going to be aggressing against you.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from there, although generally if I find somebody distasteful enough, I won't vote for them. It's very rare that I'll vote for the lesser of two evils, and if I ever do that, I'm very cognizant of what it is that I'm doing, as opposed to voting for a liberty-oriented candidate who I don't have disagreements with or minor disagreements with. I don't have the same blood on my hands feeling. I tend to not vote in elections where there isn't a clear liberty-oriented choice, because I don't really believe that voting for the lesser of two evils really does much to reduce evil in the world. I think that when you vote for the lesser of two evils, you end up with evil, and the evil focuses on doing evil, not the good things you hoped they were going to do.
I voted for Ron Paul, and you'd have to say that I voted for him in the primaries of 2008, right? Or 2007.
Okay.
And,
but not in 2012 or 2011.
Right. And, Ron Paul is a quote, principled libertarian. He's against Mexicans coming in and getting
not
jobs.
Really true. That's not, I don't
well,
believe
it was
that's
at one
true.
Time, I know.
I think that he was pandering for votes in that case, because we did kind of corner him on that one on Free Talk Live, and his answer was decent.
If you have a country, then then you have borders. So Ron Paul is not, at that time, he was not arguing for the dissolution of the United States. So as long as you have a country, then you got to have borders, I guess.
Look, I loved the Ron Paul campaign. I loved being able to get behind a guy financially who was getting in national debates and saying things like legalize heroin. I mean, I just loved supporting somebody coming from a iconoclastic perspective like that. I mean, even if you didn't agree with voting, I still think giving money to the Ron Paul campaign was a decent way to bring people to the ideas of liberty, because we know that's what happened. Wasn't that? No, that wasn't what happened with you, was it?
Yeah, yeah,
it was.
It was. And I'm kind of have some nostalgia for Ron Paul's money bomb. I gave him some money on that.
Oh, you
day.
Did? Okay.
And that was exciting.
Was that the blimp thing? The Ron Paul blimp?
It was. That may have been rolled into it somehow, yeah. But the two weren't one and the same.
But there you go. I mean, there's another example, Johnny Ray. I mean, you would think that with your history, you'd have more of an appreciation for assisting with liberty-oriented campaigns. I mean, if it weren't for Ron Paul running in 2008, would you be here right now?
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's what I was going to ask.
Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
The chain of events that brought me up here was me becoming a member of the Libertarian Party, receiving their newsletter, mm-hmm. seeing a Free State Project ad in the newsletter.
Hold on, was this after the Ron Paul thing?
This was in 2000 or 2001 or 2002 or something, so it was
okay,
before
so
that.
Okay, so you were involved before Ron Paul.
Yes.
Ah, all right.
Yes, I knew the Republicans were not for me. I'd grown up listening to Rush, but yep. I felt like that...
As did I.
That a private military would be better, and had some ideas like that. And I started looking on the internet for stuff like that, and I found the Libertarian Party. So I saw an ad for the Free State Project, and I signed up, and I forgot about it. And I was looking for good podcasts, and I saw Free Talk Live, and one of their sponsors was the Free State Project, which blew my mind, and I started listening to Free Talk Live. And then Ron Paul did very poorly in the primaries here, I think, or at least much not
fine.
As good as I thought he was going to do.
He did fine. But yes, a lot of people had inflated expectations about that.
He was beaten, I think, by some people that I thought were silly people. Hmm. Maybe Newt Gingrich and that type.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, nor do
They're
I.
All forgettable.
But it was so bad, according to me, or so much below my expectations, that I said, I got to go. I got to get up there. And so I came up, and after I voted for Ron Paul and watched what happened to him, I said to myself, that's the last time I vote.
Would you prefer, Johnny Ray, that the others in the Free State Project were to follow your lead and stop voting and not run for office? Do you think that would make more, would that make us more effective?
Yes, I would prefer that they stop voting.
And you think that would make things more effective if people just didn't vote at all?
Yes.
I want to hear more and also about why voting is evil when we come back with more Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. There's enough time for your call and your thoughts. I want to find out from Johnny Ray why he thinks voting is evil, and throw a couple other ideas, scenarios out there for him here in a moment. We'll continue with that. Also, want to invite you to our website. Go and get interactive and do it all for free at freetalklive.com. And know the Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. Keenvention's coming up this year on October 31st through November 2nd. That's Halloween weekend, so it'll be a spooky Keenvention this year. Look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be an intimate event, as it was last year. Last year was its first year, and I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't know what to expect. And it turned out really great. I enjoyed my time at Keenvention. Johnny Ray, you were there hosting one of the panels. Did you have a good time?
Yes, I did. It was a warm, cozy affair.
Would you go back?
Yes, I would.
Keenvention.info is where you can go to get your tickets right now. I've been dragging my feet on raising the price. There's an early bird discount of $40 per ticket or Bitcoin equivalent, and that discount is still in effect until I get around to changing it and raising it to $60 for the regular pre-sale price. So you still have time to sneak in and get your tickets to the early bird rate for this year's Keenvention, which is coming up here in just a matter of months. Go to Keenvention.info. While you're on the website, you can actually go back in time and you can look at all the videos from the original Keenvention. You can watch Johnny Ray's panel about the old school movers. You can watch all the other panels about the legislation process and the legislators that we've had there, and they were telling their stories about how to make a difference and actually how to have an impact for the ideas of freedom here in New Hampshire. And of course, there's the civil disobedience panel, with which you and I, Johnny Ray, would have no disagreement, I don't think. We both support things like civil disobedience. I support outside of the system action. I mean, I'm a big fan of that stuff. I like it when people do street theater. I like it when people do disobedience, when they non-cooperate, when they hold video cameras, when they save people from getting parking tickets. I like all that stuff. But I also like it when bad legislation gets stopped at the state house. Now, you had said that you thought that all Free State Project participants should not vote.
Yes.
So that would presumably mean that you don't think they should run for political office either.
Right. I would also have to say that.
Would you also say that they should not, even if they do not run for political office and do not vote, that they should also not lobby the politicians? They should also not call.
They can communicate with the politicians.
Okay.
Is they're allowed to do that.
Okay. But if you look at different legislation, like, for instance, I was giving you the fact that New Hampshire doesn't have the license plate scanners. The police here cannot use license plate scanning technology. In other states, in I think every other state, they can. And you had some very persuasive individuals from a liberty viewpoint talking about this issue on the state house floor. These guys, believe it or not, haven't all made up their minds when they're going in to vote on this stuff. They're getting last-minute voting recommendations from their political party and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So they're being given information by interest groups who care about freedom, but also the politicians who have been elected who care about freedom. They're on the state house floor talking about the ideas of liberty, talking about marijuana legalization, ending the war on drugs. Very principled ideas are being thrown out down there. And you're saying you think that we shouldn't have that?
Yeah. I'll just lay it out. At the heart of it, Ian, the state, as a holder of the monopoly on violence and as a coercive organization, it's coercive at its root. It has always been coercive.
It's corrupt to the core.
If it wasn't coercive, it wouldn't be the state.
Correct.
Is an evil institution.
I'm with you.
And the polling places are a component part of it. So I think you should stay away from them. You should distance yourself from every part of the state as much as possible. You should not soil yourself. You should not roll around in the state and get it stink all over you.
And so what you're saying is that you'd be fine with, let's say, none of these people had run for political office ever in New Hampshire. They'd all followed your advice, Johnny Ray, and they figured they'd stay home. Maybe call the politicians every now and then, since Johnny's okay with you calling the politicians and talking to them. But they themselves would not have run, so therefore they would not have sponsored liberty-oriented legislation. Therefore, their votes would not have been present to vote against anti-liberty-oriented legislation. So therefore, you'd feel okay if the police could then use license plate scanning technology, that medical marijuana never would have passed. You'd be all right with that, Johnny Ray. You would cheer that on as a point of fact.
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Let's go to James. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. James in Arizona going once. James in Arizona going.
You're not playing with me, are you, Ian?
I'm sorry?
I voted for Ron Paul for president in 1988 before you could even spell Freeman.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Well done.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of not being a libertarian, Johnny, the reason why I say that your friend Ian is progressive is because truth is not a value to him. But smearing people, he does get his rocks off. So I should like to respond. I should like to respond to your saying that I support foreign wars, Ian, since I'm not for the non-aggression principle. Yep. And the wars that I've ever spoken to you with about all had something in common. They were declared on the U.S., United States of America. United States of America didn't start them. And about me being anti-immigrant and believing in restrictive borders, the only thing I've ever said on Free Talk Live regarding migration, minister, is I quoted Leviticus 19:33, and you call yourself a minister, and you had to quote, no idea what I was talking about. That famous passage about love thy neighbor as thyself from the Torah. And thirdly, you say I support high taxes. I've never mentioned taxes on your show ever, but I did support Steve Forbes' plan of a flat income tax, and I still can't believe the Republican Party didn't adopt that as a platform.
So just to be clear, you do not support the war in Afghanistan or Iraq?
The war war in Afghanistan. Is that Johnny Ray talking to me? Because I have one more point I want to respond to about Ian's smearing of me when I, all these things were lies.
So we don't.
Well,
this isn't just where you get to lecture from a podium. I'd like to have a conversation.
You smeared me, and I'd like to respond to the fourth point, and then I'd be happy. There's four things you smeared me about, of which I never mentioned.
Okay. I don't even remember one of those. One of the three. But go ahead.
You smoke too much dope. I know that you don't remember. You don't care about truth either. Like I said, you don't care about the truth, but you do get lost about smearing people.
Are you going to get to your point, James? Or are you going to keep yelling?
And the fourth thing is, I said, you said I support bigger government. Oh, really? Okay. Johnny Ray, yeah, the Al-KKK of Southwest Asia declared war on us. They were a non-state actor, and they took down two buildings and murdered over thousands of people. But I do remember you saying that was a legitimate terrorist attack, which makes you scum in my mind. You want to, and about Iraq, yep, I actually, now that you mentioned it, you want me to talk about the Iraq war. I'm glad Saddam Hussein is 6,000 feet under. And so was his bastard sons. And Iraq was doing a lot better after the insurgency was defeated for the most part. And Iraqis came to realize that we're not the bad guys, and the monster that was ruling them was even worse.
Didn't you just a moment ago, James, say that you only supported the wars that had been declared on the United States?
I said of the wars that I'd ever discussed on Free Talk Live, you stoned me.
So then it wasn't incorrect for me to say that you were a warmonger.
No, not incorrect. No, I'm not a warmonger.
You're a warmonger. Goodbye. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro-XPN toll-free lines. Johnny Ray, any thoughts on that?
I'm just glad that I haven't yet had to answer for myself.
That's because all he ever does is call and talk about things that happened in the past. And so he never gets a chance to say anything fresh because he doesn't seem to care about saying anything fresh. Anyway, back to voting as evil, Johnny Ray.
Right.
So you're accepting the idea that if people were to do what you suggest here in New Hampshire, that there would probably be less freedom.
Maybe. What's happening in Colorado and Washington with the weed with the weed movement there?
Far fewer people are being arrested, I can tell you that.
Are we creating some pot barons over there, some politically connected agricultural firms that are going to run pot? Sales in that state, like the state of New Hampshire runs all the liquor sales here.
I don't know
that that's necessarily a step in the right direction.
Whoa, wait a minute. I mean,
I'm inclined to say that that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, there are thousands of people who are not being arrested this year who would have been arrested had the cannabis prohibition continued in Colorado and Washington.
Yeah, maybe.
Those are thousands of lives who have been improved by the fact that they have not been interrupted by an arrest and a kidnapping and a caging.
Similar outcomes could have come about different ways. The police have discretion, right?
Yes, Johnny Ray. I would love for the police to get in touch with their humanity, find their discretion, and utilize it every time we're talking about a drug user. But you and I know that's not very likely. Now, is it? It's more likely that you're going to change a law and then the police will stop enforcing it. I wish we had more time for tonight, but we don't. We'll be back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And maybe next week we'll do some Johnny Ray Game of the Week.
Cool.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at freeross.org. That's freeross.org.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.